Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman and his report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. And by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. A man with well over 100,000 followers plus. He's
that
a juggernaut.
A big deal.
In fact, to be exact, it's well over that. It's 520,000 plus.
He is a megastar.
You're a machine, John.
Really?
How are you?
I'm good. Well, you know, you're allowed to buy Twitter followers now, so anybody could have.
Did you buy Twitter
you
followers?
Buy them?
No, but I'm saying other people could do it, and you could get they could get up to 520,000 too.
Why would somebody buy Twitter? That sounds so pathetic.
Yeah, that is kind of weak.
It is pathetic.
Did you buy any of your followers?
No, I didn't buy any of them. I'm too cheap.
I see.
Hey, could you see Francesa buying followers?
No.
I got to have one in Trump, okay?
No, I'm not doing that. You know, speaking of cheap, the Mets are playing well. No, the Mets are playing well.
That was a good segment.
That really was. You know, the Mets, I'm so happy I'm a Met fan. I mean, yesterday, what a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Disgrace.
Well, they made a nice little comeback there at the end.
What? What game were you watching? What do you mean comeback? What, Nimmo hit a home run with two out, down 12 runs in a ninth inning? That's a comeback?
They still had fight in them.
Yes. Hello. Right.
By the way.
I'm sorry. I know. After that big start, I know. Now they're in fourth place. Not good.
Well, what are they?
I don't know what to tell you guys.
What are they really?
I feel bad for you.
What are they really? Because they're clearly not the 11-1 team. Are they this bad, or are they somewhere in the middle in your mind?
I think they're what they are. They're what their record is. What are they, a game over?
Yeah.
500,
but their
like
record
that.
Since they were 11-1 is what? What are they, 9-17 or whatever it is, 9-18?
Yeah. I think they're about what their record is. You know, they got some issues. They're obviously imperfect. The rotation, despite having two what I would consider great pitchers, is basically average. The bullpen's average. They got a lot of average on the team right now. Syndergaard and DeGrom are excellent, but you know, you guys might be right. Maybe you can't carry a team with two pitchers, and that's it.
Well, whatever happened to Michael Conforto? What happened to this guy?
Well, you know, I had him traded a month ago. You guys wanted to hold on to him, so.
But I mean, you wanted to trade him or not, what has happened to this guy?
He's a bit streaky. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I know. He looked like he was on the verge of something special and fell apart. It's good they got a lot of corner outfielders, I'll say that. So they've got that going for him, although Cespedes being out does not help. They tried to have him play, and he played through it pretty valiantly, I'd say, and finally had to put him on the DL. You know, things aren't going that great at the moment. But how about Mesoraco? He's doing all right.
Yeah, it's great.
Speaking of catchers, that
hilarious.
No, what are you supposed to be? I was supposed to be like ecstatic. I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm supposed to do like a cartwheel because Mesoraco hits a couple home runs.
He's been a Met for 5 minutes.
I mean
that's
come on.
Down. The guy hit 169 over the last 4 years. But speaking of bad catchers, Blake Swihart is fascinating. So he was this big-time prospect for the Red Sox. He's done nothing at the major league level, and now he's buried. He's the third catcher. He's the 25th man on the roster. He never plays. His agent comes out the other day and says, can you please trade my client? First, what are the Red Sox even doing with the guy? And number two, is he worth something for the Mets or the Twins or the Nationals, teams that are struggling and may say, hey, let's take a flyer on a guy who used to be a big-time prospect?
Yeah, I don't think he is. You know, I understand the position there. He's buried. You're absolutely right about that. They was that option. So the Red Sox, rather than just get rid of him for nothing, because he had no trade value or very limited, have carried him on the roster. That's not really good for anybody. A lot of teams do it. I'm not blaming the Red Sox. He's not a catching answer from what we saw in spring training. He talked to the scouts. He's a very good hitter who's learning how to play multiple positions. Maybe ultimately will be one of those utility guys who can play several positions. He is completely unproven as a catcher. That would be a step down from where we are now.
Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did I burst your bubble there?
No, the bubble's, come on. That bubble's like been burst for a long time. What is the bubble? That's exactly right.
Are the Red Sox going to do anything to improve their catching situation? Because they are actually, believe it or not, this is going to sound like a stunning statement, but it's true.
I know.
The Red Sox have gotten less production from the catcher position than the New York Mets have.
Yeah, I mean, there are teams that have gotten very little production. Milwaukee, Minnesota, I think Philadelphia, basically nothing. Offense is down. 246 average for the league, I believe, is the lowest since 1972. So production's down everywhere. At the launch angle, I think everybody's shooting for the home run. There's no shame in the strikeout anymore. But if you do all strikeouts and no home runs, what do you have? Nothing. So, Boston, they like their catchers defensively, but they cannot hit. So, they may have an issue there as well. But Swihart is not a catcher.
So the Yankees have played all of 6 innings of baseball this week. Seriously, they didn't play Monday.
It's bad.
Bad is that? They're off today. I mean, it's unbelievable. They got like an all-star break for the Yankees.
I know. The weather's been horrendous. I don't think the schedule makers did a great job. I couldn't believe there were days in April, where there were a bunch of games in the Midwest and none in California. They got to work on that. They got to figure it out. They're gonna make some adjustments, from what I understand. They're not gonna have as many games where teams play teams out of their division. If you play teams out of your division, those teams only are there once, and then you really have to play in terrible weather. So there are some adjustments to be made, but it's been very bad luck in terms of the weather. Attendance was down 7% last check because of the weather. I think it's because of the weather.
Could be a part of it. Who knows? By the way, I'll give you an in-interview tease, and we'll answer the trivia question at the end of John's interview. I out of curiosity, based on this whole Twitter discussion and followers, I looked up who has the most followers on Twitter. And I'm kind of surprised.
In all of the world?
In all of the world. I got the whole top 50 list. It's very surprising.
Obama or Bieber, I'm going to guess.
That you want me to give you the answer?
Well, hold on. Is it one of those two people?
It is not one of those two people. It is not.
It's got to be some
Perry? Katie
John,
Perry?
I said we were going to do it at the end.
It's
got to
be somebody like that, though.
I'm guessing, big entertainer.
Right, well, he got it. Number one is Katy Perry.
Is it?
At 110 million. I'm just going to give you the answer. You're actually amazing, John, because you want to hear the top five?
You knew it, John. I mean, I got to give you credit.
So you've been studying this.
Clearly.
I live on Twitter.
All right.
Listen,
so Katy Perry's number one.
Justin Bieber is number two.
Okay.
Former President Barack Obama is number three.
Right.
Rihanna is four.
Rihanna.
Taylor Swift is five.
Wow.
Lady Gaga is six. Ellen DeGeneres is seven. And then we have an athlete, Cristiano Ronaldo, is number eight.
He's a soccer player, right?
YouTube as a whole is ninth. Justin Timberlake is 10th. Anyone you want to know? I'll tell you where they rank. Donald Trump is 19th.
19th.
Oprah is 24th.
Wow.
LeBron James is 27th. How about that? I guess I'm surprised. I mean, it's basically all celebrities.
Not surprised. That doesn't surprise me at all. It really doesn't.
You know more about Twitter than I do.
No, I know. It doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't.
So there you go.
Big soccer players and the big NBA stars are the ones that really have followings beyond football.
Yeah, but if LeBron
baseball.
Is 27, I mean, that's pretty low. Is he the top NBA guy?
He's the top NBA guy. In fact, LeBron is the only American sports athlete in the top 50.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're up there. And then there's some others I don't even know who they are. Actually, I know who they are. Like Kevin Hart is up there. He's very funny.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
I don't know who this is. Amitabh Bachchan?
No idea.
No idea who that is.
You know who that is, John?
No, I don't know.
Liam Payne? You know who Liam Payne is?
Liam Payne?
Yeah, Liam Payne.
No.
I don't know who that is. One Direction, I've heard of them. Kaka?
Who?
That's a soccer player from Brazil.
The guy's name is Kaka?
It's probably pronounced.
Kaka, I don't know. I know Messi. Messi and
Messi
Ronaldo.
Didn't make it. Messi didn't make the cut. So
maybe he doesn't tweet. Maybe he's not. Maybe he and Mike are coming on together.
Maybe.
They're going to start tweeting together.
In the top 50, there's only two politicians, two presidents. That's it. There's not even Marco Rubio.
So
it's
Obama and Trump, and that's it.
That's right. And don't tell Trump. He's going to be annoyed to hear this, but Obama almost has double the amount of followers.
I'm not surprised.
But I think a lot of it has to do is when you start. That's why Mike's going to have an uphill battle because he's starting now in 2018. So there you go. I gave you a little Twitter follow interlude.
It's great.
I have another question for you,
Mike's
John.
Mike's a big star. Mike's a huge star. He may jump to millions. He may jump onto this list.
But you think
next
so?
Next week, he may be in the top three.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Justin Bieber.
I love Mike. I have great respect for him. If Howard Stern's not in the top 50, Mike's not going to be in the top 50. Come on now.
Yeah,
and he started years ago.
Right.
But is it important to you that Mike follows you? Is that a big deal to you?
No, I don't expect him to. Mike's on has already got an account, right? He's following all the CAA people. He's not following any of the
exactly.
Hosts. He's not following me. He's not following you. Of course, he's not following Joe.
Nobody can follow me because I'm not on Twitter.
I'm expecting a repeat. We're going to see a lot of CAA and maybe an A-Rod in there.
Oh, he's definitely going to follow
me. Not near you.
You know what? I was thinking he may be
TAA. Who is that?
CAA.
That's his agent.
That's his agent.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He must be very happy with them. They got him back on.
Well, I think he got himself back on. He's Mike Francesa.
I don't know if the agency thing.
They can help a little bit, but he's Mike. He can get himself back on.
Okay.
You know, I didn't have an agent for 15
years. Sucking
like
up to him is not going to get you followed.
It's not sucking up. It's fact.
Yeah. He just.
I tell you. I tell it like it is, man.
That's true.
Back to the baseball. So Joe and I were having a discussion about an hour ago because a guy called in and he said, look, the Mets have no other option to blow it up. And we reject that notion. We said they have one other option that they'll never do, but they should do. And that's get all their shekels together and sign Manny Machado or Bryce Harper.
Absolutely.
On a scale from 1 to 100, would it be a negative number as far as the chances are of the Mets actually doing that?
A negative number.
Isn't this something that you should be tweeting? Because maybe the Wilpons follow you. Maybe you should start tweeting this.
That question was asked by a negative question asker, I would say. It's not going to be negative. But, you know, I did on FRS Sports the odds for all the teams for Machado and Harper. And I shouldn't say all the teams, but all the teams I expect there'd be a chance. And I didn't include the Mets with either team.
Stunning.
With either player. So, I would say the chances are very slim. They have surprised us on occasion in the past, right? I mean, they spent big money on Johan Santana. I know that was going back.
That's a long time ago.
They got Piazza. That was a good one.
That's even longer.
Yeah.
I know they spent money on Cespedes. I get that. But, I mean, come on. I mean, really. It's a joke.
I mean,
it's a joke.
Right now,
and then they say, can I say this, too? And they spent money on garbage like Jason Vargas. And Swarzak, the one guy can't give up less than 5 runs in the first inning. His ERA is through the roof. And the other guy can't get on the field. And they spent all this dumb money on them. I mean, come on. I mean, am I missing something here, John?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. It's if they go 500, we're in New York. Their revenues are quite good. Let's go get some. I'm not saying they got to sign Machado or Harper.
Well, I am. Why not?
Let's get the payroll
up. But, John, let me ask you a question, John. Why not? This is New York. Why do the Mets have to be looked at like they're the San Diego Padres? Well, can I ask why? It's a disgrace.
The
disgrace,
Padres,
John.
They went out and got Hosmer.
Right, so, that's right. Exactly right. There you go.
Yeah, I'm with you. They need to spend. If they're going to go 500 or worse, off of last year was terrible. They didn't go crazy in this offseason. They made some moves. Some of them have worked out. I know you guys are focused on Swarzak and Vargas, but I don't think all the moves were bad. But yeah, I would agree with you. Time to get that payroll into the top 10. You're in New York. Your revenues are in the top 10. Stadium is a success. SNY.
No excuse. And John, they need it because the core of young guys that they were expecting to contribute haven't.
Yeah.
And a guy like Machado and Harper could be a part of the new young core because
they're
very young.
These guys are like 25, 26 years old. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
come on.
One thing about Machado is, from what I understand, is he either want to play in Miami, which is not happening, obviously, or a major, major
there
market,
you go.
From what
okay.
I hear.
So there you go. Done.
There you go.
Done.
Right. And the Yankees look a little bit iffy with Machado.
They're not going to sign
even
him.
Because
the Yankees are not going to – I don't think the Yankees are going to sign him. So it leads – that's the way the Mets can get big free agents. The only way they got Beltran is the Yankees said no. Let's be honest about it.
Okay, but yeah.
Well, I'm right. I'm telling you like
right,
it is. You know
but
that.
They did get Beltran. Yeah, I mean, looking back over the years, right? Pedro, Beltran, Johan.
Guys the Yankees weren't interested in.
I mean, come on. They signed George Foster once, too. I mean,
right.
What does this mean? I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's a thousand
one.
Years ago.
John,
you're
they
right.
only got those guys. Let's be honest. The reason they even got Johan, the Yankees were interested, is the Yankees weren't willing to give up what the Twins were asking for. So anytime the Mets get a guy, it's because the Yankees aren't interested or the Yankees can't do it. So Machado fits perfectly because the Yankees are probably not going to go after him.
There's going to be some steep interest in Machado. So if they get Machado, we got to applaud them. That's amazing. And when they got Johan, they deserved our applause.
They did.
I mean, you got to give them credit.
All right.
However they did it.
But again, that's 10 years ago. Yeah.
Was it that long ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was January
of
08.
We were at the Super Bowl with the first giant Patriots Super Bowl. Wasn't
exactly.
that what it was?
Yes, okay. February of 08 or
I mean,
January
it's 10
of
years already, John.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. It's time to go get something, do something, get the payroll up. You know, I have to look at there's a lot of good free agents. I mean, those aren't the only two out there.
No, they are. Because
those are the guys,
that's
John.
That's it.
I'm tired of the, you know, the C-level, C-minus free agent, all right? It's
right.
time
I mean,
for them to ante
Kershaw.
Up.
Eliminate. Yeah, Kershaw's not going to come to the Mets.
Forget
so
Kershaw. I'm not
Kershaw.
Even looking for Kershaw. I want Bryce right. Harper or Manny Machado. It's the Wilpons have got to stop living behind the Bernie Madoff situation, and it's time to ante up. It's time to show this fan base something. Something. No, really,
I'm
it
with
is.
You. I'm with you.
John, I'll tell you.
You
I know
take,
that,
you wouldn't take A.J. Pollock, though? And
well, no,
else?
Because A.J. Pollock's always hurt.
No.
He just got hurt again.
No, I want
good,
Machado
he's
or
good.
Harper.
He's good when he plays. John, when
Machado
does he play?
Well, it's perfect.
Or Harper.
It's
perfect for Seth.
Machado or, let me say it again, John. Machado or Harper. John, one more time. Machado. Let's do it in unison. Machado or Harper. I don't want to hear Pollock.
No.
All right?
And you know what else, John? Josh Donaldson is 32. Nope. Hunter Pence. Nope. Adam Jones. Love the guy. Nope. Daniel Murphy, just to appease Medfit. Nope. Nelson Cruz, who's 56 years old. Nope. A.J. Pollock always has something wrong with him. No. Brian Dozier in his 30s. No. Andrew McCutcheon. No. Marwin Gonzalez. No. You give me any freaking name you want. Joe, say it again.
Harper or Machado?
Done.
That's it.
That's it.
Enough already with this friend. That's it. Go out and spend the big money. Blow these guys. And I would want Harper because they're going to take him away from the Nationals. But of course, I'll be nuts with Machado, too. But these are the guys, John. It's enough already with the Mets. I'm tired of it. You know, I really am. I'm tired of them living behind this Madoff thing, which was basically 10 years ago already. They do spend money on guys, and they waste money on guys. Jason Vargas, God forbid. And I know that some of these other guys are not pitching great. I know Lance Lynn hasn't been great. I know, what's his name?
Alex
Cobb. Cobb hasn't been great. I get that. But they could have signed Arrieta. No, we can't do that.
He's pitching great, by the way.
He is. They can't do that. Let the Phillies have him. It's a disgrace, John. Disgrace.
They need to spend more. I will agree with you on that. Their revenues are in the top several. And their payrolls should be in the top several, but they're not winning. If you can win with $120 million or $130 or even $140, go ahead.
Great.
Mazel
if you're
go
winning.
Go for it.
They're not winning.
You can't win, and it's hard to do it. It's hard to win that way consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. So I would agree with you. They need to go out and spend. I'm not going to advocate it's got to be one or the other. It's not going to be easy,
But it won't be easy if they throw enough money at it. All right, so you know what? Then you get stoked. That's it. Okay, fine, then do it. It's time for them to do it.
They need an Omar run again when he started spending
enough.
All that money. Now, John, I
got, I'm sorry, John.
Omar's
I'm just I'm
there.
So aggravated
Omar's
today.
There.
Well, it's because they stink because they lost 12-1 yesterday
no,
in the pouring
right.
rain. They went back-to-back
the
games in a month.
The weather's horrible. I mean, John, the weather's horrible. Okay, my commute today was brutal. The Mets stink. There's a huge cockroach in the bathroom. I mean, what am I supposed to be
Which
oh,
I tweeted,
it,
by the way.
Well, you can look forward to Mike's Twitter account.
I can't wait.
I'm in.
Yeah, I care very much about that. John, let me shift towards this, okay? Let's get a little creative. And I don't want to take any bows, but, you know, blanket. I'm going to take some bows. The Dodgers are a disgrace.
You deserve bows. You got to give them props. You got to give them some props here, John.
I amazing. Incredible. They are on a 100-loss pace. They're 1-10.
That's amazing.
Against San Diego, Cincinnati, and Miami. It might be up to 1-11 now. I'm losing count. They're terrible. I mean, they're underperforming. They're injured. They're terrible. You're
now. Let's
right.
get to let's get creative here, okay? And I want you to hear me out on this. I have watched Clayton Kershaw very closely the last 3 years because dumbly I've invested in him in fantasy. I am deeply concerned if I'm the Dodgers. The guy has been on the DL every year the last 3 years. I don't know if he's going to opt out at the end of the year because if he opts in, he's going to make $32 million a year, but it's only for two more years. But I tell you this, John, if he can come back in early June, like Dave Roberts said, and show he's the old Kershaw, I'm thinking of dealing him. And I'm curious, does Brian Cashman pick up the phone and get involved? Because I think there's a lot of risk involved with his health, a lot of it, a lot of risk with the opt-out or even the opt-in because he's making $32-plus million a year. But does Brian Cashman stargaze enough when he sees Clayton Kershaw, this generation Sandy Koufax out there, and the Dodgers see all these prospects that the Yankees have? Can you see something like that going down mid to late July?
Well, I have to say, you are the Dodger expert at this point. You knew more about the Dodgers than any 2 million people on earth. I can't believe they are exactly what you predicted. So I give you props there. Trading Kershaw would be like the Yankees trading Derek Jeter at age 30. That just is not happening.
Okay.
It's a nice thing to talk about.
They will never do it. They will not consider it.
The name I'm going to throw out there today, I wrote a column on FRS Sports, the name I threw out there they should look at, and I think this has 1% chance, it's almost zero, is Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, we've mentioned him before.
Because
I agree with you. I think that could make a lot of sense.
You're ahead of me.
Well,
sorry. It's hard to be ahead of you.
You're good. You're way ahead on the Dodger thing. I mean, I got to give you credit, but, you know, and there really is no great ace. The Yankees need an ace. Now, they've made great trades over the past several years. I don't think I really can name too many they missed on. Maybe Solarte for Headley, if you want to get picky, but they made unbelievable trades, but there really isn't a guy out there to get. And, you know, the one to regret at this point, and who knew this was going to happen like this, is Gerrit Cole. I mean, that's the guy. If you'd given up Andujar, you could have had Gerrit Cole. Now, Andujar, they believe, is going to be a star. He's already a very good hitter. Maybe it was the right move, but, you know, we're a couple months into this. And right now, if you're looking at the trade market, you're talking about Danny Duffy. You're talking about Chris Archer, which Tampa will trade with the Yankees. You're talking about Cole Hamels, who's making $24 million. I know Philly's paying some of it, but he's doing okay. But, I mean, we're not talking about a Kershaw or a Bumgarner.
John, I want to jump in about Bumgarner because it is a guy we've discussed for a long time. If the Giants aren't in a race, maybe the Giants say, hey, he's a free agent at the end of next year. Even though he's young, he has a lot of innings on his arm. We don't want to invest in this mega contract. But here's my question to you. If trading Kershaw for the Dodgers is like trading Jeter, isn't it similar for the Giants? This guy was a postseason legend.
Yeah, no, right. He's not Kershaw. Kershaw is on that Koufax level.
Yeah, and in the postseason, Kershaw's not Bumgarner.
Yeah, he hasn't been Koufax in the playoffs.
And he hasn't delivered championships the way Bumgarner has.
No.
I got to be honest.
That's true, but if you're going to talk all-time and greatness, you're going to put Kershaw in that category. The other legends, Bumgarner's not quite there. Now, in terms of postseason,
you know what?
Yeah, I mean, he's better than Smoltz. He's better than Wells and better than Schilling in the postseason. I mean, he's the best that we've seen in the postseason, and he is a great, great pitcher. San Francisco's not going to give up and trade anyway. They're in it to win it, as Mark DeRozan said yesterday on MLB Network. They got Longoria and they got McCutcheon for a reason. They're not giving up either, but. I mean, you brought up Kershaw, brought me back and said, well, maybe 1% with Bumgarner. There's no shot Kershaw gets traded. It's something nice to think about, but not happening. Mm. You could trade him from your fantasy team if you want.
Oh, trust me, that's being
he's
discussed.
He's trying. You know, he's trying to get Verlander from somebody because he's been unbelievable.
No, I'll tell you what I'm trying to get.
Everybody missed on that. And Houston missed too, and they didn't. You know, you can go back and look at it. They didn't really dive in for him, and they went for Britton, and Baltimore did them a favor by canceling that trade.
Because, John, not that Verlander's doing anything wrong, and I don't think he is. And, by the way, he was great on Twitter yesterday. He went right after Cano. He said, commence excuses in 3-2-1. So it would take a lot of gravitas. I don't know what the right word is.
Gravitas.
Is it gravitas?
Yes.
For him to do it? It's just, it's odd how going to Houston has done this for his career, because he really is pitching better than he's ever pitched before. And then you put that in conjunction with Charlie Morton throwing 99 miles an hour. It's just amazing what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, right. And Cole has been fabulous.
Yeah, there's another one.
The pitching is incredible. Verlander was great for that last month he was in Detroit. If you guys go back and look at it, he obviously discovered something there in Detroit. And Houston was smart at that point and took advantage of it and traded for him. You know, I know you, Trevor Bauer's out there talking about pine tar. I mean, every pitcher in baseball knows about pine tar. I'm not finding that very compelling myself. I give them credit. Verlander is a Hall of Famer. He was a Hall of Famer in Detroit. He's an even better Hall of Famer now. You know, there's no chance that Verlander's doing anything wrong. None. Zero. I mean, this guy has been on the anti-drug crusade for years. And if you ever talk to him about it, he is dead set against drugs like nobody. And if the baseball had more players like this in the 90s, maybe it wouldn't have gotten into the trouble that it got into. I know Rick Helling from Texas was one guy who was anti-drug, but the other guys were didn't speak up for whatever reason. So I give Verlander credit for his anti-drug. I give him credit for his pitching. I give him credit for his pitching in the clutch. The guy's just fantastic. And everybody but Houston missed the boat on that.
Yep.
They looked at the contract. They saw the $28 million. They said, that's a lot of money. I mean, come on, a lot of money. The guy's worth $100 million the way he's pitching.
Were you surprised about Robbie Cano? Or did you have suspicions of him when he was with the Yankees?
I mean, you can't be shocked ever at this point.
Well, wait a second. You just said you'd be stunned there's a 0% chance of Verlander.
Right.
So when you say you can't be shocked.
Right. I know Verlander's anti-drug crusade, and he's been you wouldn't speak up and be against drugs like that if you had any issue with it. I mean, if you were the guy using, no shot. So, yeah, I'd be shocked if Verlander came up with drugs. But, I mean, Cano, you know, the guys get caught. Polanco was caught in spring training. We're getting one or two a year. I mean, you know, there were rumors about Cano. I mean, we don't have to go into the whole thing here. He technically was not caught with a PED. It was ruled to be a masking agent what he took. There's a lot of complexities to it. But obviously the ruling was that he did not comply with the drug.
From what you heard, all right, was suspicion a part of the reason why the Yankees weren't as aggressive in trying to re-sign him?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
Never heard that. They offered 7 for $175. You know, they would have been happy. And that was a reasonable offer. In fact, looking at it now, that is a very fair and reasonable offer. Now Seattle's got 5 more years with him. Of course, we didn't know that there was any, you know, we didn't know that there was a possibility or a strong possibility that there are drugs or not. But again, it wasn't a PED. It's a masking agent that he was determined to have by the independent administrator. One person determined that, but just same as taking a PED, it's still 80 games for him. But the Yankees acted very reasonably, responsibly. On that score, of course, they regret then turning around and giving most of that money to Ellsbury at this point due to the injury factor with Ellsbury.
Yeah, I would say so. Hey, at least he wasn't doing PEDs, though. At least that we know.
No.
I think Yankee fans would hope he was doing PEDs.
You know, he might be on a field, you know?
And producing,
right,
maybe.
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, John.
John, it's always a pleasure. Anything else you want to grace us with at this point, John? Any predictions on the NBA playoffs?
The NBA playoffs, who's involved? No, I'm going to go out on a limb here and go with Golden State over Boston to win.
Okay, so you got the Celtics in the finals already. Okay, all right.
I do. I like them. I saw that they were 3-1, and I said, that seems a little high. But, you know, I'm really can't say that I'm an expert.
Did you put a couple shekels on them? Now that gambling is going to be legal now.
I did not, but I should have. I'm now regretting that. But the coach is good, right? But
yeah,
coach
he's not
is
bad.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, Rozier is pretty good.
Yeah, you naming John, guys.
John's
this
all over
impressive.
This, man. John, you are.
I'm all over it.
John,
yeah,
you are just a multifaceted dude. Multifaceted.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. But I did better on the Twitter than I did with the Dodgers or with
you really
the
did. You nailed the Twitter thing. That was very impressive.
The top three guys. Top
you
three
nailed
people.
The top three people? Yeah, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, and President Obama.
Not as good as your Dodger prediction. Though. Well, I got to give you props on that.
I appreciate it.
It's a disaster out there, and you called it. Yeah. You nailed just like that Nice trade. You nailed it.
It wasn't me, but thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. The great John Heyman. By the way, here's the thing about Bumgarner, because I understand we've talked about Bumgarner for a while about the possibility, but if you're going to tell me the Dodgers can't trade Kershaw because it's like trading Jeter, I know Bumgarner in the regular season is probably not even a Hall of Fame player, and he's certainly not Kershaw, but I was looking at Sandy Koufax, who is the Holy Grail. Bob Gibson,
right,
and Christy Mathewson.
Right.
Because remember, Christy Mathewson had the 27 innings, three starts, zero runs World Series. And if you take those guys and you compare their World Series numbers, just the World Series numbers, I'm not playing one of those dopey games, including the Divisional Series and this and that. Madison Bumgarner is number one. Because here are the numbers, just based on numbers. Koufax, 4-3, 0.95.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Bob Gibson, 7-2, 1.89. That's pretty good. That's cute. Christy Mathewson, 5-5, with a 0.97. And then you got Bumgarner, 0.25 ERA in the World Series with a record of 4-0.
There you go.
So
pretty good.
Bumgarner 1, Koufax or Mathewson 2-3, and then Bob Gibson.
Right.
That's the company Bumgarner's in.
Pretty good.
And that's the World Series.
Yep.
So, I mean, and that's the one thing I wonder about with the Giants. Maybe they wouldn't be able to do it because of that. Because if a guy ever did that for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you know, it wouldn't happen with the Mets, you know, because they don't build statues.
Sure, of course.
Mets don't have statues, God forbid.
No, God, of course not.
You know what I mean?
But you talk about a guy.
I'll tell you what, I will stop the Mets with the statues. They don't need statues. Sign Machado or Harper. That's it.
You for the statues in exchange.
Right.
It seems fair.
I will stop busting about the statues that should be. Of course, they should do both. But I will stop busting about the statues. Sign Harper or Machado. Harper or Machado.
That's right.
There we go.
And next year, I will not yell at Sandy Alderson at the season ticket then.
No.
I won't do it.
Why would you?
I wouldn't have a reason to. In fact, I'd ask a question just lauding him. That's all I would do. I'd say, Sandy, you're amazing. You look great. You're fantastic.
Tremendous.
You smell good. Everything.
Tremendous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.